Ryan Baumgartner joins us. Yes, that Ryan of Ryan and Friends. Welcome back to Kids Cookie Break, Ryan.
Hey Lisa, it's always great to be with you guys.
How are the friends of Ryan and Friends?
Oh, they're having a blast. We were just performing on some Christian cruises and they love WJTL, but they love going south when it's the winter time too.
I'm sure they do. Your church, Ryan, Metzler Mennonite Church, is doing a fundraiser for a church building addition project. It's coming up in March. And this is not just any fundraiser. This is really special. And I really feel like my Kids Cookie Break listeners are going to be really excited about this fundraiser because voice actress Katie Lee is going to be there. She has voiced Connie Kendall on Adventures in Odyssey since way back in the late 80s. And a lot of my kids' cookie breakers are very familiar with that show. How exciting! So I'm assuming you're going to be performing too. I do hope.
I am, but I'm going to be doing something I don't usually do. I can actually move my lips, where since she does radio recordings and I do, that's what I do for a job is make all kinds of cool voices. We're going to actually put together with a few other folks a live, if you will, the equivalent of a live radio show, just like they would have back in the 1930s and 40s. You know, what we do now, whether it's your show or mine, you can record stuff. Well, back in the 1930s and 40s, everything was live. Sound effects were live. The actors were live. It was taped in front of a live audience. And so we're going to kind of create that for a fun radio drama, if you will, for a live performance.
That is so cool. I love those old radio dramas. And what I do found kind of funny, especially since you're a ventriloquist, way back in the day, there was a very famous ventriloquist who would do his shows on the radio. But what's so funny is we can't see them.
That's right. Well, and the funny thing is, his name was Edgar Bergen, and he had a bad secret. He moved his lips a lot, and nobody knew it because you never saw him. But then eventually TV came along, and all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, the very famous ventriloquist Edgar Bergen moved his lips. So just so you know, if you ever see me moving my lips, it's not that I can't keep them still. I'm just trying to be like my hero, Edgar Bergen.
That is so great. You talk about voice work, which I've always been fascinated by that job and the people that can do that. And really, like you said, what you do, Ryan, is a form of voice work because you're coming up with all these crazy characters.
Right. And so the fun thing for me is when we think about this night, Katie is most known for her Adventures in Odyssey, Connie Kendall voice. But the truth is she's worked for Disney and can do all kinds of cool voices. I've been with her and she's like throwing out all these weird voices of all different pitches. And I'm like, that's so amazing. So I think between just the two of us, we could probably do 20 voices on our own, but we're gonna get some other cast members to help out as well. But it's gonna be fun for me to just use my voice and all the different crazy sounds and different pitches and different voices in a very unique way.
I'm curious, Ryan, how do you come up with some of your voices?
Well, from little on up, I would have different voices. In fact, I would maybe joke with, like my dad and say, Dad, you always say, now you gotta get your work done before you have any fun. And so I'd have these different voices, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, that would be a great character voice. And so, I might have a raspy voice like this.
I go really high up to the very top of the pitch that I can get.
Now, of course, those are kind of cartoony voices. So I use those for my characters, but I'm looking forward to just kind of having some fun with trying to get some very different kind of voices that I can do when I'm doing a live show. That sounds kind of fun to me, if you know what I mean.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I just think it's going to be so fun to watch the two of you interact, you and Katie. So, was this your idea to bring her? What inspired the idea for the fundraiser?
Well, everybody's doing fundraisers for everything. They're all worthy causes. And so I thought, let's just do something unique and different. And I had talked to Katie and she said, oh, let's do this. And so I was out in LA one time and we kind of got together and we talked about it all. And we just thought, this would just be such a fun night. And of course, in her sh radio show, she works at an ice cream shop. And so we figured, let's just make it a whole thing. We'll have a live radio broadcast. We'll have an ice cream social afterwards and kind of just give everybody a really fun experience, kind of like they were on Katie's radio show at Wits End or something.
Oh, that is so great. There, I know a lot of grown-ups who are going to want to be at this event as well. So, yeah, give us the scoop. So, when, where, time, how do we get tickets?
Yeah, so on March 15th, we're going to do it at a live church in Ephrata. We have two show times, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., where we're going to do the actual live show. You'll have a chance to, we're going to ask Connie, Katie, I guess I should say, all kinds of questions, just even about voice acting and working in LA. When we were with her, she was like, she introduced us to the voice of Minnie Mouse. So she's got so many like amazing friends and connections, and just so she's got such a fascinating life. So we're going to do kind of a Q&A with her. She's going to be sharing her testimony about being becoming a Christian, and then we're looking forward to the live radio drama that we're going to do. And then following that, we're doing ice cream. So it's going to be a fun afternoon if you have families that want to come out during the daytime, or if you want to do it in the evening, you've got the 6:30 show as well. And then we're having different meet and greets with Katie, but I think at this point, they're already actually all sold out, the meet and greets, but there's lots of
Oh,
tickets left,
wow.
so come on out.
And where do we go for more information?
Yeah, you can go to metzlerchurch.org. That's Metzler church.org, and you can grab all the tickets there.
And could you talk a little bit about some of the plans for Metzler Mennonite Church?
Absolutely. Well, I've been blessed to go to this church for quite some time, and we just really had prayed about this for a long time, and even felt like maybe we were called to send folks to out to be a blessing in other areas, and we've done that over the years, but now felt like it's time to have room for the kids. And so we're excited to have more Sunday school classes and an elevator to make sure that folks that need an elevator getting to different levels, something that we've never done. Our church is 200 years old, as a matter of fact. I think the
Wow.
building's not quite that old, but it's pretty old. And so we're excited to kind of bring it up to code on a few of those things to make sure that anybody that wants to come, it's accessible for them.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan.
It'll be a fun family thing, and you're going to get to see something I don't think was ever been done in our area and probably will never be done again. So it's a great great event, and for a great cause as well. So thanks, Lisa, so much.